In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, in today's gospel we read that a certain man fell into the hands of robbers, who after having taken his money, wounded him and left him half dead. A Samaritan who passed by saw him and, taking pity on him, bound up his wounds, brought him to an inn, and left him to the care of the host, saying, "Take care of him." But these words are addressed also to those who, though their souls are wounded by sin, instead of attending to the care of their souls, continually aggravate the wounds by new sins. These souls abuse the mercy of God, who preserves their lives, that they may repent and not be lost forever. What does the Book of Wisdom tell us? Have pity on thine own soul. Our souls are sick, and what is worse, they are near the eternal death of hell. Because he who abuses to excess the divine mercy is on the point of being abandoned by the mercy of God. Now, St. Augustine says that the devil deludes Christians in two ways, by despair, but also by hope. After a person has committed sin, the enemy, placing before his eyes the rigor of divine justice, tempts him to despair of the mercy of God. But before he sins, the devil, by representing to him the divine mercy, labors to make him fearless of the chastisement due to sin. Thus, the saint gives the following advice: after sin, hope for mercy. Before sin, fear justice. If after sin you despair of God's pardon, you offend him by a new and more grievous sin, no, have recourse to his mercy, and he will pardon you. But before sin, fear God's justice. Trust not to his mercy, for they who abuse the mercy of God to offend him do not deserve to be treated with mercy. So when you intend to commit sin, who, I ask, promises you mercy from God? Certainly God does not promise it. It is the devil that promises it, that you may lose God and be damned. Beware, says St. John Chrysostom, never to pay attention to that dog that promises thee mercy from God. If you have until this point offended God, hope and tremble. If you desire to give up sin, and if you detest it, hope, because God promises pardon to all who repent of the evil they have done. But if we intend to continue in our sinful course, let us tremble, lest God should wait no longer for us, but cast us into hell. Why does God wait for sinners? Is it that they may continue to insult him? No, he waits for them that they may renounce sin, and that thus he may have pity on them and forgive them. Therefore, the Lord waiteth that he may have mercy on you, according to the prophet Isaiah. But when he sees that the time he gave them to weep over their past iniquities is spent in multiplying their sins, he begins to inflict chastisement, and he cuts them off in the state of sin, that by dying they may cease to offend him. Then he calls against them the very time he had given them for repentance. According to the Book of Lamentations, he hath called against me the time. At the very time, says St. Gregory, comes to judge. We seldom find a sinner so abandoned to despair as to say, "I will damn myself." Christians sin and then endeavor to save their souls. They say, "God is merciful. I will commit this sin and will afterwards confess it." Behold this illusion, this snare by which Satan draws so many souls to hell. Commit sin and confess it afterwards. No, listen to what the Lord says in the Book of Wisdom. "And say not, the mercy of the Lord is great. He will have mercy on the multitude of my sins." Why does he tell you not to say that the mercy of God is great? Listen to the words contained in the following verse: "For mercy and wrath come quickly from him, and his wrath looketh upon sinners." The mercy of God is distinct from the acts of his mercy. The former is infinite, the latter are finite. God is merciful, but he is also just. And St. Basil says that sinners only consider God as merciful and ready to pardon, but not as just and prepared to inflict punishment. Of this, the Lord himself complained one day to St. Bridget, "I am just and merciful. Sinners regard me only as merciful." In St. Basil's words, God is just, and being just, he must punish the ungrateful. Father John Avila used to say that to bear with those who avail themselves of the mercy of God to offend him would be not mercy, but a lack of justice. Mercy, as the Divine Mother said, is promised to those who fear God, not to those who insult him. It is mercy to them that fear him. Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verse 50. Some rash sinners will say, God has so far shown me so many mercies. Why should he not hereafter treat me with the same mercy? He will show you mercy if you wish to change your life. But if you intend to continue to offend him, he tells you that he will take vengeance on your sins by casting you into hell. Revenge is mine, and I will repay them in due time, that their foot may slide. Deuteronomy 30, chapter 32, verse 35. The king, David, says, except you be converted, he will brandish the sword. The Lord has bent his bow and waits for your conversion. But if you resolve not to return to him, he will, in the end, cast the arrow against you, and you will be damned. There are some who will not believe that there is a hell until they fall right down into it. Can we complain of the mercies of God after he has shown us so many mercies by waiting for us so long? We ought to remain always prostrate on this earth to thank him for his mercies, saying the mercies of the Lord, that we are not consumed. Were the injuries which we have offered to God committed against a brother or a friend, he would not have borne with us. But God has shown us so much patience with us, and now he calls us again. If after all this he should send us to hell, will he have done us any wrong? What is there, he will say, that I ought to do more for my vineyard that I have not done to it? He who sins with the hope of pardon, saying, I will afterwards repent, and God will pardon me, is, according to St. Augustine, not a penitent, but a scoffer. The apostle, St. Paul, tells us God is not mocked. It would be a mockery of God to offend him as long and as often as we please, and always to receive the pardon of our sins. And again, St. Paul reminds us, what things a man shall sow, those also shall he reap. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.